Police Link on 4MK with Senior Constable Steve Smith.
Well, no, it's not Smithy. We've got Sergeant Nigel Dalton back in once again. And for a very special reason this time. Nigel, welcome to the program once again.
Thank you again.
Yeah. Mate, look, you're going to be out and about with the schools with a very special guest. And it's an issue and a topic that really is affecting not just kids, but also adults as well.
That's right. And we in Mackay Police take it really seriously. Cyber safety is very, very important.
Yes.
And the overuse of technology has got so many ramifications these days. And so we've invited Brad Huddleston back from the United States. And hopefully we're going to get into as many schools and community groups as we possibly can over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Now, you actually sent me a video link that I had a look at. And welcome to the show, Brad. It's great to have you here, mate. And having a brief chat to you last night, I was just amazed at how modern technology actually affects us as far as addiction is concerned. Mm-hmm.
It's a literal addiction, and part of the stigma that we don't have with technology, we need in some areas. Cigarettes, at one time, doctors were endorsing smoking. I show, posters of doctors saying 9 out of 10 doctors endorse Camel cigarettes, and then
right.
They had television commercials that ran. Well, eventually it came around that these things aren't so good for you. Technology does, technology does have a potentially good use. We know that. But there is a dark side of it. And what I do is neuroscience on the brain when it comes to the addiction that sets in. And it is literal. It's not a metaphorical statement to say digital cocaine, which is the name of my latest book.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that. And obviously with the video link that you, it was just the comparison that I made to it obviously was, I've been on the drive for a little while just trying to get my own health up and running. And I had a couple of beers the other day. And normally it takes me, 6, 7, 8 beers before I start feeling the real effects of being a bit wobbly under the knees, but I only had a beer and a half and I started feeling it.
Yeah.
So that's how modern technology also affects the brain in much the same way.
When you drank the beer, the alcohol went into your bloodstream, went into the brain, stimulated it, and a chemical called dopamine was released.
Yes.
It's dopamine that's causing you to feel high. As it turns out, when you look at a screen, especially things that have a lot of interactivity, that stimulation goes straight into the brain in the occipital lobes, which are connected to the eyes, but it's in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
But the same chemical called dopamine in about the same quantity gets released. And so over time, now with alcohol, with cocaine, it's like a one shot.
Yes.
And with the technology, it's the same amount over time, just a couple hours, an hour, 2 hours, you'll get about the same amount.
Yeah.
So you get addicted to that dopamine just like you would when you're ingesting alcohol, and you get dopamine from that as well. Some people can handle it. Some people can't. Some people are in the middle.
Yeah. So basically what happens, the more you use computer technology, and if you're constantly on it all the time, then to get that effect, that feeling that people are getting as far as the dopamine is concerned, they have to be on that technology longer.
That's right. A wall forms in the brain. I use an animation to describe that, but it's resistance. That's why when people do get addicted to alcohol or cocaine, they end up doing a lot of it for longer periods of time, and sometimes people switch to a harder drug. So with gaming, for example, they will play for longer and longer and longer. They will switch to different games that have more interactivity, or with pornography, you have to look at things that are more novel or more taboo. And what you're doing is trying to get the brain to release, to release larger and larger quantities of dopamine to overcome that barrier or that resistance that the brain is naturally forming to push back the excessive amounts of dopamine.
Wow, just interesting
crazy. What we see it from a policing point of view is when somebody removes that technology because a child is spending too long on it, they recognize it's not a good thing, the types of behavior that young person will show towards their parents is phenomenal.
Yeah.
We've had situations where we've almost, if it had been an adult, we would have been taking domestic violence orders because of that sort of violence towards the mother or father who's stepped in and said the right thing. No, you're not having it anymore.
Yeah.
And then sometimes even goes a stage further where the child might self-harm.
Gee.
And it's really serious because they just want that addiction. And it's just like removing something from you which you really, really, really want. In this particular occasion, it's your smartphone.
Yeah.
It's your computer tablet.
Look, I know you're going to go in more depth with this subject, obviously, with Dave Perkins, our morning announcer, later on in the week. But with this technology, I mean, are schools partly to blame for some of this in any aspect, in any way? Because when you go to school nowadays, they actually, instead of taking a homework book or stuff like that, they're actually taking a computer with them to school that they have to use constantly at school. And then when they get home, they're on that computer, that iPad, or that little computer system at home doing all their homework and doing everything that they have to do there constantly.
The biggest culprit is at home. Most of, if a child has a device in their bedroom at night that's connected to the internet, that's the biggest amount of time they're spending. So that's the first line of defense. It's not the school. But the school, of course, does have a part to play in that.
Okay.
And so, but what I tell both parents and schools, because I'm in schools a lot, nobody intended to do this.
No.
I mean, it seemed like a great idea at the time.
Yeah, sure.
And there
yeah.
are benefits to it. But the problem is with neuroscience, more specifically, functional magnetic resonating imaging. If you know what an MRI is, now you can hook the brain up and go into the tunnel and show people and pornography, have them play video games, have them Google, and you can literally see the damage. You can see what's happening inside of the brain in real time now. So more recently, we've discovered, and especially the alarming thing is the children, because their brains are underdeveloped.
Yeah.
And so they're very, very prone to these addictions and these outbursts of anger and wrath, much more than an adult. So our concern is really from the age of 12 and down. Their brains just can't handle this interactivity. But nobody meant to do this.
No, no.
It was only recently that we discovered it. So I'm gentle with folks because people, look, if we were harming people on purpose, you come down hard on them.
Yeah.
So now I'm just coming in to show the brain scans, show what is going on, and say, look, we've got to modify what we do. So that's my approach to this whole thing. But absolutely, with the schools and the tablets that are being released, what you'll find is that they're looking at porn, they're playing video games far more than they're looking at the e-books.
Right.
And that's the issue.
That's the
problem. There's no way at this point to fully block out everything except the one or two apps that you want. There are ways to do it, but it's easily circumvented. If filtering software were the solution, there would be no need for me to be with Sergeant Dalton.
No, no. Look, we have run out of time. I would like to thank you both for coming in this morning. And Brad, look, we'll keep it in touch, obviously, and keep up to date what's happening. And Nigel, over the next couple of weeks. And I know that Dave Perkins will also be having a chat with you too.
So
we will have this
of your
interview.
Listeners are interested. Tomorrow night, Imea Road School. Sorry, not Imea Road School. Northern
it's
Beaches High School.
Northern Beaches
Northern
High School.
High School, 7 o'clock.
All right.
Come along to the open session. It's free. I know it's State of Origin night. We'll get you home for the second half, I'm sure.
All right. Good. All right. So, look, if you want to be involved and be a part of that, you can. I'll actually post also this interview up onto our 4MK website, share it on our Facebook page as well. So if people do want to go online and share this, and we encourage people to do that, just go to 4mk.com.au.
Thank you.
Brad, thank you very much for coming in.
It.
Enjoy your stay while you're in our beautiful part of the world,
sure
and I hope you grow a couple of feet. And Nigel, thank you, mate. Cheers.
Right.
Good on you. 1026 4MK, Mackay and the Whitsundays.